festival. Towards the bottom. From last year, can move out. Okay. So, he went through the Inyan of Dalad Malchius, and Dalad Malchius, the third one is Yovan, who's a Nomer. We spoke last year about the Midah of the Chutzpah and so on and so forth, and Seichel. Now he's going to... His point was that all of these four Umos are misnagged to Klal Yisrael's Shaychus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each in their own way, the Musig of Uma Leikis. And especially Yovan, he said before, now he's going to explain a little more Richus. He's now going to, the next two or three paragraphs, he's going to diverge on the following point, that it's that they especially harped on the Inyan of Kisuch HaMekaren HaShor, which is a remez for Chet HaEgel. He's going to explain the back and forth, why the Chet HaEgel is such a difficult Aveira in its Shurish, and what Yovan's title was, why it was wrong, and so on. So this is really sort of a... he's going into this specific Inyan. They especially wanted to say that there's nothing inherently divine about Klal Yisrael. Let me just step back a minute and explain where it's coming from, and they'll help us understand this point here. If somebody is a philosopher, and he believes in God, mikoyach his philosophy, so the shirish is the philosophy, the pre is the belief in God. Now, the belief in God, for me as a thinker, who was a philosopher, the belief in God is a prat. Today, I came up with the maskana that I think there is a God, and tomorrow, I may decide differently. Today, I think he has moral... he's the moral yardstick of the Bria. Tomorrow, I can think differently. Because the pre is always negotiable, the Iker is not. So Yovan's problem wasn't with... it wasn't the fact that Klal Yisrael happened to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's that that they claim to have some sort of be'etzem dveik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first, and Chachma is second. That was the nekuda that they said there's no such thing. Seichel is, so as a philosopher, you always understand that Seichel is the Iker, and sometimes Seichel thinks this way, and after further thought, it thinks a different way, and after further thought, it thinks differently. So he says like this. The point that they were upset with Klal Yisrael was that there's something that we would call a Maila Leikis, that they're in tune to something divine in a way the other nation is. So he explains. In other words, the Keren Asher was a very, very sharp reminder who you are. It's remind yourself that you're the people that really the ox was possibly your God. And the Maral has this piece in a few places. By Richus, because it's important Gemara to him. Omer, they said, "Vatoymet Sin Azavani Hashem." Next page, "Vashem Shchochani." Hayin Azuva Neshchucha. Azuva means to leave somebody go, and Shchucha means to forget somebody. Omer Shlokish. Omer Knesses Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom. Adam Noise Ishal Ishto Rishayna Zeicha Maisa Rishayna. If somebody marries a second wife, he still is married to the first one. Also, Ata Azavani Shchachdani. You've left me and you've forsaken me, and you know you favor other Mosolim, and you don't seem to in any way indicate that you remember Kaiser. Omla Kadosh Baruch Hu Biti Yud Beis Mazalos Beres Verkia Kol Mazal Mazal Shleishim Chayel Kol Chayel Chavetz Shleishim Ligyon Kol Ligyon Ligyon Shleishim Rotan, so on and so forth. Vekulon Leibarosil Veshvilcha. I all created for Kaiser. Va'at Amrit Azachtanish Chachtani Hatishkach. Isha Ula, can a child, can a mother forget her child? In other words, a husband and a wife is a negotiable relationship. A child to a mother, it's a very different type of relationship. Can I forget the oilus and the prayers that you brought me for the midbar? If you remember so well, and there's no such thing as shikha, so now I have a problem. How am I ever going to get a real mechila on Chet Eagle if there's no shikha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he said, Oma gam eilis shikachna. And the word eilis miramis to Chet Eagle, because it says eilach liyisrael. Oma lefana v'enshalem hoil v'yishikha v'yisadecha, Hashem is my sisinai. So now maybe the other way around, if you have a memory that can forget, what about my sisinai? Oma lefana v'enshalem hoil v'yishikha. So Chazal here are telling us a lot of things that are kind of very, I mean, we don't know, pshat, it's a back and forth where Klal Yisrael is trying to eat the cake and have it too. Kadosh Baruch Hu should have a selective memory, forget Chet Egel, remember the Karbanos of the Midbar, and so on. So now he's going to be Masbir. Let me first give Akdama that he's going to speak about, and it's going to be, in a certain sense, a main point here and there. There's, just like LaMarshall, when we have, when a person has a computer, so there are different layers of what's the core of it and what is periphery. So a particular program that you're running, you could erase it. It could be erased, the program. It could work, it could not work. And you haven't, and it's still a computer. The operating system sits much more strongly on it. But you can get rid of that also, and it's still a computer. But at some point, there's a very basic circuit, its own hardwiring, that if that's destroyed or broken or whatever, it no longer is a computer. Then you would say, if you'd fix it, you'd be really making a new computer, because there was nothing there. That's not the, you hit the core. When we're talking about values of Klal Yisrael, Shikha is shalit on things that are on the periphery. So things that I don't feel are important, I forget quite easily. If things that I think are important, I forget less easily. Things that are core to my behavior and to my metzias, I stick to longest. Even lo aleinu, a person whose memory is fading and failing and so on, it seems, it almost peels away. A person forgets his children, lo aleinu, last. There's a certain, and you know, at some point when that happens, you say the person's gone. There's no das left anymore. The core of a person, so shikha is a mida that can take place on periphery, but the atzmius of the person and who he is, that's not really possible. Shikha should be shaylon. A person can be killed. A person can die. But misa can be shot in the person. But kilu, in a certain sense, that would not be shikha anymore. That would be the person is gone. So he says like this: Masha'ama klum eshkach oilus elam upitri yacham shgav midbar. I can fix. I'm very strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remember the most important ma'isim we ever did were the karbanis in the midbar, and the petarachmim, the b'chayrus. If you're talking about Kabbanis as being important, so all the Kabbanis. So he says, the point is, Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention in the Bria, what he wants from this entire Bria is the Nekuda of Klal Yisrael in terms of its Avodas Hashem. So anything that is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're invoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is Klal Yisrael at its realization of its potential. And then other Umos, because they because they become mitukin through Klal Yisrael, that's second, and then the whole world, and so on and so forth. So Klal Yisrael is, the midah we're trying to tap into is the midah of us being the etzem rishayna. V'dovaza ein li siluk azar klal shiyash shasham shikha. V'mipnei shebimidbar akrav rishayna. Because in the midbar we had the first karbonis, ki akrav rishayna hu ikka v'etzem adov ni ashkhala, v'chol ashkhala hu ikka, v'be'etzem loy bimikra, v'dovaza ikka v'etzem shikha. So what we're trying to tap into, first and foremost, is the first kesha of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since in the Midbar we became an Ummah, and the Karbanis of the Midbar are the core expression. What did we do as an Ummah first? What was our expression of being an Ummah? The Karbanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, that's something that is not going to get erased. So everything that's aschala is be'etzem. Well, the davar she'ikah be'etzem ain't shikha. Ki davar she'ina ikah v'u mikra b'lvad, yesh be'shikha v'shu be'mikra. Av davar she'etzem adar shikha. It's just like sometimes when you meet a person, and a person, let's portray the following scene. You get to know somebody, and then the person reveals a side of himself that's a very difficult side. The person has a temper, the person is inconsiderate, whatever it is about a person that you would find to be very difficult. And you're aiming on the fact that the person, that's be'etzim what the person is like. You're also aiming on the fact that the person can play very well to cover up that midah. The person has the ability to cover up the midah. We're scared of that because we say to yourself, covering up is totally, are you in the mood to cover up? Do you have a reason to cover up? Do you have anything else going on? And so on and so forth. The fact that someone will reply to me, yes, I have a terrible, terrible temper and I do crazy things when I blow up, but you know, I'm very good at covering up, so what's the problem? You know, what's the difference to you if I'm nice because I'm nice, or I'm nice because I cover up well? There was a famous, it's anecdotal. I can't vouch on the Reb Aaron Kotler's midah was emes, was a very strong midah, and when he was also very very short. Reb Aaron Kotler, no connections. Some short people have midas, some don't. Some tall people don't. Some do. It's not love, no specific correlation, but just ma'aseh shekachaya. So when they read in the Shidduch, Rebbe Zalman, who was his future shofar, was very worried that his daughter might not want him because he's so short. So he asked Reb Aaron to put in pads into his shoes so that he looks taller and, you know, be more attractive, and she would be okay with it. So Reb Aaron said, "It's not emes. I don't want to pose, you know, for something that I'm not." He was a very, very sharp at it. Rav Zalman was a lamed. So he said, she doesn't add some care whether you're tall or short. It doesn't make a difference to her. But when you're walking together, she wants to feel, you know, in the public that you're tall. So if you have the hechetimtza to put in the inserts, then it's just as good. That was Rav Zalman's lamed. Rav Aaron was a very big Baal Cheshbon. So he answered, he said, no. She'll think that I'm this way naturally. And then, when she'll add inserts, I'll be a few inches taller, so I date her hachi, she's masking. But she's not masking on this as well. Take it or leave it as an anecdote. But Lamaisa, the things, what you're worried about is that something which is not be'etzim, at some point becomes dislodged. So, and worst case scenario, you're only playing a game or face for a shidduch or for a favor, whatever it is that you need. And at best case scenario, you're doing it always, but at the end of the day, when your nerves get frizzled, then you're out. So Klal Yisrael, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our first step, the first thing we did was bring karbanis. Our mitzias is a keshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ולכך אמר כלום אשכח עצם הדבר מה שהקריבו לפני במדבר. וזה מראה כי ישראל עבדים לשם בעצם. התשכח זהו תמיה, ואין שי השיב הזה שיקח דבר שעצם הדבר. So something which is kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem, it's not shayich that there should be some sort of, that there should be any hasara. I want to talk about, I guess, something in line with this as an avoida. It's something that in a lot of places we find a hanhaga, toiva, and at first glance it seems like just kind of a game of sorts, but there's a really good reason for it. It's a minig that Rosh Hashanah evening, you learn, you know, you daven chol earlier, and you learn into the new year first. A person in the morning, even if he has things, nothing but oisik in business before davening, the person does something, first do something b'kodesh. A person after davening, learning, even if his main seder would be at night and so on. At the Motzei Shabbos, there was a minig in a lot of places that the first thing to do should be have some seder. And even if the seder was something kind of very nominal, wasn't something of substance, but 15 minutes, 20 minutes to start the week off with a seder. And you ask yourself, it's one of the things also why when a person gets married, even if he's not planning to learn in Kailal full time for a long time, it's not for him, or whatever it is, it's not relevant. But to give it a kufa, a year, or whatever, just to be able to do it, the logic behind it is that mentally it gives you a sense of what's be'etzim and what's secondary. In other words, I start the day with learning, or davening, or whatever. I start the week with learning. I start the year with learning. And all of those in Yanim are in Yanim that they're not just window dressings. They express a certain. It's a declaration of what is be'etzim and what comes on. I'm learning now, but I have a tirch. I have to go and take care of it. But there is a tremendous value in terms of a person. Same thing in life. Adam lomel yulad. I'm learning. I'm sitting and learning. I have financial reasons. I have emotional reasons. I have other reasons that I can't. So I now have to go out and do something. But the sense of a racious, the sense of doing things b'kedusha first. That's why the Torah calls the afrashas racious the gancha. The word racious in the sense that kedusha is not a luxury on top of something else. Kedusha is the shows. That's the reason. This is the time that I'm doing it for. There are other inyanim that I need to supplement. Fine, and that supplementing might take a lot more time. But the point that Maral is making here is that anything that's called racious, Klal Yisrael's first act as a Klal Yisrael was to bring Korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are things that are, this is the Metzias Klal Yisrael. There are things afterwards that need to fall into place, they'll fall into place. Afterwards there's Kibush HaAretz and so on and so forth. But that was the, in a certain sense, as we'll see later, that was the tug of war. Yavon would not want anything to be racist other than Sechel Adam. And Klal Yisrael declaring that there's another racist, that the Keshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Atzmius, and everything else comes, the racist Chachma Yiras Hashem, that Yiras Hashem is the racist, the Chachma, that was something that was Klal Yisrael's point. And we'll see tomorrow and so on. Okay.